You've got to tune to KEXP. We're listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle. You can find us online around the world at kexp.org. We've got world traveler Riley Walker live in studio with us today. Welcome.
Hi there. Great to be here.
I've been seeing you quite a bit lately. This is my third time seeing you live in a month.
I know. We hang pretty tight. We're pretty cool at this point. We should go bowling.
Hey, that'd be great fun. Yeah. Well, you got a guitar in your hand and a good friend with you on stand-up bass. You want to introduce your friend real quick there?
That's my dearest friend in the world, Andrew Scott Young.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited to see what you guys are doing here together today. We got Riley Walker live on KEXP.
Corner bar and tell me naked ladies in the sunlight, they adore me. And I can only turn to walk away, cause I have I only have a Christian education. And with a sullen mind I care for you. And with a sullen mind I'm fair. And with a sullen mind I follow you. And with a sullen mind I'm here. In a corner bar and you tell me I can take anybody home who will take me. And I can only turn to walk away, cause I have I only have a Christian education. With a sullen mind, I'm out of here. And with a sullen mind, you're there. And with a sullen mind, I put you. And with a sullen mind, I'm here. Cast in a corner bar and tell me naked ladies in the sunlight, will they adore me? I can only turn to walk away, cause I only have a Christian. And with a sullen mind I'm there. And with a sullen mind I went home. And with a sullen mind I'm out of there. Sullen mind I care for, and with a sullen mind I'm there, and with a sullen mind I lay down, and with a sullen mind I'm out of there.
That sounds so good. It's Riley Walker live here in the KEXP studios. 12-string guitar is irresistible. Speaking of which, you're going to change it up now for a 6-string.
Yeah, you know, I like to change things up in the gig here.
How many guitars do you travel with?
2. I can't travel no more. If you got more than that, it just becomes a joke. You're just a guy with 7 guitars in an airplane and everyone wants to knock you out.
If a guitar string breaks during a show, do you just entertain the audience while you...
Yeah, I just keep babbling like I am now, you know. The food here is really good, you know. There's lots of things to talk about, I guess.
We're excited to have Riley here in Seattle tonight. He's playing at Barboza with Eamon Dunes.
Tonight! Eamon Dunes is no joke. Best band in the world.
They are pretty awesome.
Happy to be there with them. Should we play another song now?
Yeah, that'd be great, and by we, I mean you and Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Funny thing she said to me, I could see you giving me a child.
kind of tie. But I know you're drinking wine, and I'm no easy metal. Yeah, there's no water to drink. Hey, what long face, boy, have you even thought of me? Funny thing she said to me, why'd you even come over last night? Yeah, you're chiming in the wrong shade of blue. Saturday night meant nothing, but I know that Sunday was true. And you leave with the night. Yeah, your lips taste like honeychime, but I know you're drinking wine, and I'm no easy metal. Yeah, there's no water to drink. Hey, what a long face, boy, have you even thought of me?
Beautiful, so mesmerizing. Riley Walker live here in the KEXP studios. Tonight he'll be playing at Barboza here in Seattle, heading down to Portland tomorrow night at the Doug Fir Lounge. And it's so great to have you back in studio. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been about a year. Yeah. I've learned a lot in that year.
I was going to tell you how much I'm loving your new release, Primrose Green, out on Dead Oceans. And
thank you.
And you play two songs I never heard before.
Yeah, they're just new cuts, you know?
And what's the story with those?
They're going to be on another record in the future, probably.
Man, you must just be a writing machine. Primrose Green came out, was less than a year after the last album, All Kinds of You, and already working on new songs.
Hey, I just love tunes, you know? But yeah, there'll be more records. There's always more records, you know? You gotta just keep boogieing down that highway of new jams.
To take that.
That didn't make any sense.
Well, actually, it did because knowing you a little bit as I do, that taking that very literally, you spend a ton of time out on the road. You really just enjoy playing.
Yeah, it's a rough business. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody, but I love doing it personally, and I like going all over. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, anytime I'm home, I'm freaking out and just like not really into it. So I like staying busy and on the road and playing guitar all the time.
I feel like we could just put you on a flatbed truck and drive you around all day and you'd just be happy to play.
I would seriously take that gig as long as there's good catering in the cab of the truck.
Excellent. How much time do you spend on the road roughly?
I mean 10 months out of the year probably at least. That's which is not enough, man. If I need more gigs, hit me up. The powers that be, I know you're listening out there, give me some more gigs. I want a million of them.
I mentioned the album Primrose Green, so beautiful. And you I know from talking to you in the past that when you were a kid, you're still pretty young, but a kid, you used to play punk music, and now you have this beautiful finger-picking style. And you recorded this record with a bunch of jazz heavyweights from Chicago.
Yeah, totally.
Were these just friends of yours?
Yeah, they're all really good friends of mine. I mean, I'm sure it's the same a lot of places, but especially in Chicago, it's like a city where... I know there's like not a lot of lines drawn. Like here's like noise people, here's jazz people. Like I don't know, all those worlds kind of melt together, and like collaboration's a big thing there. I mean, if you think about like, I mean, going back to like the '90s, like a band like Tortoise, where like everybody's just in everybody's band. Like I think it's been like that forever. You know, just even before then, just it's always it's an important thing to like collaborate with people there. You know.
Well, you have a lot of good friends. You're here today with Andrew. I saw you in Philadelphia with a different person backing you up. And you have all these great people working with you on the record. And as I mentioned, most, if not all of them, are primarily jazz musicians. And you say that there's a lot of people to play with. Do you just pick them because they're friends, or were you looking for what they'd bring to the record? Isn't that why you had them play with you? Or was it like, oh, these are my friends, this is who I like, and that's going to be how the record sounds then, because I picked friends?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was definitely my friends, you know, like... The record, we recorded it really quick, you know, and that wouldn't have happened unless we were all super tight, you know. And we just showed up and ripped it and then drank beers, you know. It was really easy. You know, it's easy to make records with your friends, at least for me. So, yeah, they're all very good friends of mine. We still hang all the time, still jam all the time.
I think I read somewhere that you actually pretty much wrote the record while you were making it, that it was somewhat of a jam session. Did you come in with songs ready to go, or did you all work on those together?
Well, we had little seeds of tunes. We've been playing them live a lot. You know, like we do today, you know, it's always fun to play new stuff. And, you know, you just play those, like, on the live show all the time. Then when you come in the studio, it's just like, boom, you know. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of those guys' background is, you know, improvised and experimental music. So that was just, like, second nature to kind of wing it and, like, kind of be first thought, best thought on a lot of things. And just cutting it down until eventually it was, like, you know, a 40-minute record.
You've pretty much always kind of tried to work songs out on the road before you go in and record them, haven't you?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, like a band like The Dead always did that and stuff. So, you know, it's just always like, I don't know. It's not like I'm Led Zeppelin where it's like, you didn't play Stairway, you know, like nobody cares. It's just, it's me. It's fine.
But I know you love Led Zeppelin.
I love Zeppelin.
Maybe as much as I do.
Yeah, I love Zepp. Sure.
Riley Walker's live here in the KEXP studios with us. And you got something from Primrose Green coming up next, yeah?
This is On the Banks of the Old Kishwaukee.
on the banks of the old Kishwaukee. I saw you there, getting baptized by your daddy, and all the love was there. Have you heard the way they love you? Have you heard their song? Have you heard the way they hold you when you're out of your wrongs? When you're out of your wrongs. Hop! Banks of the old Kishwaukee, I saw you there, getting baptized by your daddy, and all the love was there. Have you heard the way they love you? Have you heard their song? Have you heard the way they hold you when you're out of your wrong? When you're out of your wrong.
It's Riley Walker live on KEXP on the banks of the old Kishwaukee. That's from the new album Primrose Green.
That's the one.
You got one more tune for us?
I got one more. It's the hit.
Okay.
It's the hits now.
The title track?
Title track.
What is Primrose Green, by the way? It sounds very idyllic and green and...
Whiskey and morning glory seeds.
All right. I thought it wasn't what I was thinking.
Don't try it.
Okay. Aren't those poisonous, morning glory seeds?
Yeah, don't try it. I don't condone it. All right. Cool. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for coming.
My favorite show in the world.
Oh.
Primrose green made me high.
Love it. Riley Walker live on KEXP. Primrose Green, the album, highly recommended. The drink, not so much.
Don't do that. Buy the record, though.
Absolutely. Primrose Green out on Dead Oceans Records. And tonight you're going to play at Barboza. And then on tour, you're in Portland tomorrow night. You heading overseas? What are you?
Hitting the West Coast for a bit. And then, you know, flying out to Montreal and boogieing down the Eastern Seaboard from there. And then, yeah, doing a lot of gigs over the summer here in this great nation of ours, and then going overseas to the rest of the world, which is also great. And just cutting loose, drinking beers with all my friends around the world. Thank you kindly. I love tunes.
It's great. It's fun to see you. We saw you out at Sasquatch, and you were having as much fun being at the festival as you were playing at the festival.
Oh, I love festies.
Yeah, all right. Well, Riley Walker, going to be tonight at Barboza. And thank you again so much, both of you, for coming in.
Really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.